Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed is engineering today's show, making sure the buttons are all pushed in the right direction. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this, the first Tuesday of the new year, Tuesday, January 6, 2015. It is also the first week of our beginning of our fifth year doing the Buckmaster Radio Show. We have now 4 years of programs in our archive at buckmastershow.com. This Thursday, January the 8th, will mark the fourth anniversary of the Tucson shootings, in which 6 were killed and 13 others injured, including Congressman Gabrielle Giffords. On Saturday, January 10th, everyone in the community is invited to take part in a day-long event. It's titled Beyond, Commemorate, Celebrate, Commit, which was originally put together by the family of slain congressional aide Gabe Zimmerman. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show is Gabe's dad, Ross Zimmerman, who is leading the Beyond movement in the spirit of his son. Mr. Zimmerman is also the vice president of the January 8th Memorial Foundation. Also with me in studio, Michelle Crow. Michelle is executive director of the Beyond event. Michelle and Ross, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks so much for having us.
Ross, this event really has grown now over the last 3 years, the Beyond event now including, I believe, more than 100 community partners. Ross, has the event kept the spirit of what you and your family envisioned a couple of years ago?
Very much so. And I'd also hoped that it would evolve past being simply a memorial to the lost like Gabe and begin to take on a life of its own as something positive and worthwhile that the community does for its own sake. And we're certainly seeing some signs of that.
Well, it is. It's becoming kind of a signature, I think, event of the winter season here, which you must be happy about.
We're quite happy about that. And actually, after we get through this year's event, Michelle and I and the folks from TMC who have supported us on this the last few years are going to have some conversations about how to make it more than just a single day of activity, although that's certainly worthwhile and useful.
And Michelle, originally this was thought of, maybe we should just do kind of one memorial kind of event, but it has grown. I guess the initial response was such, and so many groups that wanted to take part, it had to expand.
Oh, it was amazing. I think the Tucson community is amazing in the way they responded to this tragedy and the way they have continued to support each other over the years. We originally thought it was a group of us. We thought we were planning one event for that first anniversary. And before we knew it, the idea had caught on fire and just more and more people came and wanted to be involved. And as the event grew, people wanted to host their own Beyond event and also draw attention to the various amazing places that exist here in our region and invite people to come and participate there as well. So now this year, there's, I think, close to about 18 events, and you can choose one based on a new place that you've never been before, or if you'd like to go try a new activity. That,
like cutting buffalo grass.
If you want to cut buffalo grass or hike or try running or biking, there's an activity or a Beyond location pretty close to you, so you can try any of them.
And if we were to spend, it would probably take a whole hour of the show, which we don't have, to talk about each event, so we should probably direct people to the website.
The website is www.beyond-tucson.org, and from that website you can see the whole list of array of the various 18 options and pick one that suits you and your family. And you know, our goal is that, you know, that we commemorate this day in a special way and that you spend that day in a good and healthy way for you and your loved ones.
We're speaking with Michelle Crow, the executive director of the Beyond event, which is coming up this Saturday, and Ross Zimmerman. Ross, the emphasis on outdoors and wellness is something that would have been very much close to your son's heart.
Yes. He was very interested in community well-being, and that actually had to do with his career choices, because he graduated from the ASU School of Social Work in the public policy track and realized that a way to make a difference in the world was to promote health, promote wellness. And interestingly, the constituent services operation he built for Gabrielle Giffords was very much a social service organization, which I hadn't realized until I saw what he was up to.
There is the movie Fed Up, which is about health, is going to be shown, I think, at the main event, correct? Noon to 3 in the afternoon at Armory Park on South 6th Avenue in downtown Tucson. Is that correct, Michelle?
That is correct. And Ross is going to be hosting that movie, Fed Up. It's a great film if you haven't seen it yet. It talks about the effects of sugar. And for anybody who's interested in losing weight and losing weight quickly this new year,
it
is a great movie to see. And our very own Ross Zimmerman, who is incredibly knowledgeable on this topic, is going to be leading a community discussion afterwards. So you can find that movie showing inside the Armory Park Center. There's also a ton of other things. There's a way to sign up for health insurance if you need help signing up for health insurance. There's nutrition and cooking classes. There's hundreds of nonprofit organizations outside in the park to connect you to ongoing community resources year-round. The Children's Museum is free that entire day, and there's just a lot of fun activities going on. There's a bike ride and, you know, a flash dance and rock walls, and it's just huge family fun. So.
And Ross, you mentioned TMC has been very good to the Beyond family and putting this, helping to sponsor this. TMC is opening something at La Encantada called The Core. What is that going to be about? That will coincide with the Beyond event.
Yes, this is something that I learned about a month or two ago when I spoke to the wellness director of TMC regarding the possibility of their helping with the Fed Up showing. And she explained that they had a new facility. The concept, which came directly from TMC's CEO, Judy Rich, is that TMC would do a better job for the community having a facility out in the community that provides services, activities, a certain amount of help with referrals and so forth, but that's not the main focus. And the core is a nice exercise space, activity space at La Encantada. And I believe their concept is that if it's successful there, they would like to replicate it elsewhere. It's not just a one shot.
And that will be, there'll be all sorts of activities probably this weekend to go along with the Beyond.
I honestly can't say. I believe they do have some activities going, but I haven't spoken to them about that.
Also, my friends at St. Philip's in the Hills Episcopal Church wanted me to announce today, and I'm a member of the church, and so I'm very delighted to do it. Even if I wasn't a member of the church, I would be delighted to do it. But they are having a special interfaith prayer service at 7 o'clock, and that will be on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And Mayor Rothschild and guest readers from really all areas of the Tucson community will be leading us in ways that really define community here and kind of move in the direction of hope and action. And Michelle Crow, I think that's really what we could say is the bottom line of Beyond, moving in the direction of hope and action.
I think so. I think this is a special day for our community. It's a day that we'll never forget. And I think it's a day that we all want to try to come together to create a stronger, healthier, better community. And so that's been our commitment the year, every year thereafter to try to build that.
Ross, is this, on a personal note, is this time of year any more difficult for you, or is it, I'm sure you think, and of course think about your son almost every day, but is the date that important to you?
Not at one level. We don't think much of dates and anniversaries in the family, and I think of Gabe multiple times every day. Now, of course, I do react to all the strong feelings in the community, and I'm very appreciative of the strong feelings and the support and the encouragement.
And there have been just wonderful tributes to your son. There was a memorial even in Washington, D.C., correct?
Yes. There is a room at the U.S. Capitol named for Gabe, mm-hmm. and that's the first time in U.S. history that a room in the Capitol has been named for a congressional aide. So it is a wonderful tribute.
Well, that's terrific. And that gives you, I'm sure, a lot of pride and joy. Michelle, again, to summarize, so many events going on, the best place, kind of the clearinghouse, to go to the website.
The easiest way to find an activity is to go to that website, www.beyondtucson.org. And just click on the events schedule and pick an activity that you like. If you like biking or hiking or dancing or, you know, there's probably an activity there that you'll enjoy. There are a few events that require pre-registration, and there are a few events that are have only so many slots. So, for example, I know the 4 mile and 1 mile run at the Saguaro National Park West is a gorgeous mm-hmm. way to get out into the national park. The fees are waived. The race is free. But I think they only have about 50 slots, so probably by the time we get off the radio, they'll be filled. The other one is the Healthy Living Ambassadors Program, which is run through, it's geared specifically to teenagers ages 11 through 18, and that's at Tucson Village Farm. And they only had 13 spots left, and it's a really neat program that teaches kids about nutrition and health and leadership skills, and then encourages them to go back into their schools and teach those skills to other teenagers as well, too. So those are the two in particular that I know have very limited spots.
And you'll probably be getting calls after this year's event from other groups wanting to take part next year.
It's great. I mean, the more the merrier. The idea is building community, and the more people that come out and connect with one another, that only makes our community stronger. And if people engage in an activity that day, it only makes us all healthier. So that's the whole purpose.
Michelle Crow, thank you very much. Ross Zimmerman, good to see you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks a lot. Bill. We always appreciate it.
All right. Coming up on 12:17 on the Buckmaster Show, another dismal day on the stock market. Shelley Fishman will be telling us what in the world is going on as we continue on the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon.
Do you own a car that's driving you nuts? Does the check engine light or the oil pressure light come on for no apparent reason? At Perfection Auto Works, we specialize in the car that no one else can fix. From a timing belt to a shifting issue, Perfection Auto Works can handle all of your auto or truck repairs.
Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650.
Visit our website, perfectionautoworks.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here is the financial advisor of the Buckmaster Show, and it's a good thing we turn to Mr. Shelley Fishman on days like this. But it seems like, Shelley, first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy
good
New
to
Year
see
to you,
you,
Bill.
Before we talk a little bit about the bad news that's happening on Wall Street. But, you know, this is like familiar territory. A month or so ago, we were maybe 2 months going down this road.
You know, we were talking about a correction. We were talking about what happens when the market drops 300 points in a day and people get this gloom and doom attitude about things. The fact is, as we have said ad nauseum on this show, unless there's something that has fundamentally changed.
I knew the word fundamental would come into this sentence.
Economy, then all it is adjustment. You know, it's kind of like going to the chiropractor, you know.
Get into alignment, right?
Exactly. Now, look, we've got some things going on in the world right now that make it difficult for the markets to sustain what they consider to be perhaps, you know, levels of pricing that are. You know, reaching historical norms, not historical highs, but historical norms. So if you take, for instance, a look at the forward-looking price-to-equity ratios, they're at historical norms right now, around 17. Now, historical highs are 21. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with a market priced at 18,000, mm-hmm. we were kind of looking inward, and investors were looking inward to see, is this sustainable? Well, the answer is sure it's sustainable in a period where uncertainty is minimized or at least is kept under control. That said, now you have another crisis in Greece. You have the drastic drop in petroleum prices. You have some problems in the developing world with China making a very deliberate effort, and we talked about this too during my trip to China, mm-hmm. where the Chinese have made a conscious decision to change their economy, to move it to the next phase, if you will, in the evolution of economies, from made in China being the cheapest thing possible and exporting all their stuff, to beginning to manufacture to support their own middle class. Well, that's a huge change in the way goods flow between countries and between the industrialized world and the, you know, the developing world. That change means for the Chinese, instead of growing at 8 or 10 or 12%, they have to slow down while they retool factories, find new sources of raw materials, make sure that their workforce has the education required to build into the new things. I mean, it's one thing to build sweatshirts and milk products. It's another thing to build televisions and electronics for your own population. So these are all things that have an effect on the world economy. We're seeing continuous forecasts that the Europeans, while they're not in a lot of trouble, they're having a hard time getting their economies back into forward-moving gears. And when all of these things kind of happen at once, you also are not getting the kind of steadiness that you would expect now when both houses of Congress are controlled by the same party. I would love to see the leaders in Congress really focus on the economy and lay off the political nonsense for a while, just to give the economy the sense of stability and predictability. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what you're seeing, and you're going to see more of this volatility so long as this uncertainty continues, is the people who do a lot of trading kind of feeling like they need to refine things. They need to fine-tune their portfolios. They need to worry about the petroleum sector. They need to worry about commodities. And those kinds of worries produce this kind of volatility. Remember, more than half of the trading is machine-driven, and it's algorithm-driven. So when those algorithms kind of kick in, they kick in all at once. So you get these wide swings up and down. Bottom line, at this point, I don't think we have anything to worry about.
And I'm sure that's what you are when you field the phone calls from investors who are very worried. You tell them the same thing.
Buying opportunity. You know,
buying
opportunity. Buy low.
Yeah. And that's what happened a month or so
exactly.
ago.
Exactly.
I mean, but 6 weeks ago, right. We were talking about that. And also, people bought and made a lot of money.
Yep. Also, if your portfolio is well balanced, this is a time to take advantage of what's happening in the bond market, which is improving nicely. Mm-hmm. And it's nice when the bond market improves at the beginning of the year, because then you kind of sit on those gains and just clip coupons. You know, you get interest in dividend payments.
People don't talk about the bond market.
It's so unromantic.
But it is doing well.
Well, the bond market's doing fine in crazy ways. I mean, nobody. You know, all the gloom and doomers were predicting a collapse in the bond market because of the probability that the Fed would raise interest rates and that would cause inflation and it would cause interest rates to go up and bonds would go down. And, you know, they've been saying this now for 6 years or 7 years. And eventually they're going to be right. But on the way, there's a lot of money to be made.
And we haven't talked about the dollar lowest. Well, actually, dollar is the strongest against the euro in 10 years.
That is something spooking the market.
Yeah.
And the reason it's spooking the market is because when the dollar is high, vis-a-vis other currencies, it affects our exports. And the ability of our trading partners to buy the goods and services that we produce becomes compromised when the dollar is very strong. And so that, you know, if you had to take a look at the biggest variable in all of those algorithms, all the stuff we talked about before, is unimportant. It's the balance of trade, and it's the value of the dollar vis-a-vis the yen, the euro, and the yuan.
So about the only folks who are applauding a strong dollar right now are those who are planning trips to Europe, because that is going to make it a lot easier.
Right. Or importers.
So
if you're a German car manufacturer, you love it. You know, it's great.
And if you're planning a trip again to Europe, you're going to find that those very, very high price tags on some of the nicer hotels will be now much more affordable.
More affordable. I think the dollar was at $1.19 to the euro last Friday.
Yep.
When I was in Greece a few years ago, it was $1.67. Mm-hmm. And I'll be in Italy in April. I'm holding, hoping that the exchange rate, at least for my personal benefit, stays about where it is. I've seen some forecasts that could put the dollar at parity with the euro.
I was just going to ask you that. I mean, is that Is that in the future, perhaps?
I don't think so, but it's not out of it's not out of the question. You know, we could actually see continued weakness in the euro while they work through the stimulus that they should have done a couple of years ago. And the European Central Bank is clearly looking at doing some quantitative easing. They should have done it earlier. They didn't have the political will to do it earlier. And now they're going to do it. Well, that has the effect of diluting currency a little bit, which will weaken the euro.
Shelley, where can people get a hold of you?
On thebuckmastershow.com. Best way, go to thebuckmastershow.com, re-listen to the segment, see what I'm saying, and then just, you know, hit the contact Shelley and, you know, off you go.
All right, Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:34 on this Tuesday afternoon here in Tucson, Arizona on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice, with live streaming at KVOI.com and my website, BuckmasterShow.com. Once a month, we talk about medication and how to control your health care. The Your Meds segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former UA College of Medicine Dean. He's also the founder and now president emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, and his latest venture, very successful, I might add, the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, which is crediblemeds.org, is visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. Dr. Woosley, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Bill. Good to be here.
It's good to see you again. And you know, everybody's making health-related resolutions this time of year. Maybe we should make some concerning our use of medicines.
Well, here's the deal. I've got a deal for you.
Okay.
I have a couple of New Year's resolutions that could save your life.
I'd like to hear about
them. And they won't make your muscles hurt.
Ah.
You don't have to sweat.
Mm.
You don't have to endure hunger pangs.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is, and most of us take medicine, so I'm talking to those folks.
What percentage, by the way, of the population do you think, adult population, do not take medicines? It'd be very, very
small. Very small.
That's fraction. Not on some kind of prescription.
Over 65, the average person is taking 17 prescription drugs every year. 17. So if you're, you know, overall, for all ages, babies, and adults, it's 11 or 12 drugs. And over 65, it's 5 or 6 every day.
Oh, my goodness.
So we are a drugged world here.
So
why not make a resolution to take better care of ourselves and save our lives by using those medicines safely and effectively? And it's simple. All you have to do, and imagine yourself in a car wreck. Imagine yourself a paramedic who comes up to somebody in a car wreck. Yeah. And they need to treat them with a medicine, or they're in the emergency room, and you have no idea what medicines they're taking. You should carry with you at all times in your wallet a complete list of the medicines you take. That's a simple thing.
But most of us would probably never take the time to do it. But it's just put it on a little card in your wallet. Huh?
A little card, if you want to. On our website, we have an electronic form that you can fill out. You can update it, print it. You can email it to your doctor. You can email it to your pharmacist. And that's the other resolution I would make. Every time I go to my pharmacist, I want to show them my list of medicines and have them check it for drug interactions, make sure that their records agree with your records, because 40% of the time they don't. Your doctor's office, their medical records don't agree with what you're taking more than a third of the time. So they can't help you if they don't know what you're taking, and only you know what you're taking, really, in this world. So you need to keep that list.
And multiple pharmacies. People may be going to different pharmacies, they're not all on the same page. Just as an example, what if somebody has accounts at Walgreens and CVS and others?
Almost everybody does. Most people have, because of prices, which as we were talking about a few minutes ago, prices of drugs are skyrocketing, so you shop, and that means you don't have the protection you need. Each of those pharmacies know or think you're taking a medicine or two, but they don't know all the medicines. And these medicines, which are very good, they make us live longer overall, they can be very dangerous if you're using them together and doctors don't know about it.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any questions about your particular medications, Dr. Woosley's number one resolution for use of safe medicines: keep a complete list of all the medicines you take in your wallet. His second recommendation: if you're going to take all of your prescriptions, make sure that your doctor knows and your pharmacist knows what you are taking.
Right.
And the third one, a new prescription. Right. That's your third resolution.
Don't just take that prescription and walk out the door. Sit down with your doctor and ask them to take the time to tell you why they're prescribing that medicine, why it's better than any other alternative, how to take that medicine. And then when you get to the pharmacist, ask the same question, because they're going to give you this good information, but it'll be from a different perspective, and they will each help you use those medicines safely. Don't try to rush out of that pharmacy. Ask for their help. They are required by law in 44 of the 50 states to offer to counsel you. When they offer, there's a reason why you should take that offer.
As a physician, Dr. Woosley, was it your experience most people do not question at all when they are a prescription? When the doctor writes a prescription, they don't say, well, why are you really giving this to me?
It's a fascinating psychology there. I've seen the extremes. Mm-hmm. Some patients will say, whatever you say, doc, I'll do everything you tell me to. Some of those won't. We know that.
Yeah.
Others won't do anything you say, and it's a question. You wonder, why did they come see me? But the way we handle our medical care is sometimes it's bizarre. I've always said we need anthropologists to study that. Because we as a race, we seek medicines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the early Iceman they found on the glaciers of the Himalaya.
Don't tell me he had some prescriptions on him.
He did.
The early Iceman had prescriptions.
They had the willow tree for his pain. They had the morphine in his packet, frozen for centuries.
Yeah, because willow tree, I think that's the derivative of our modern aspirin.
That's it. That's where all of our NSAIDs and aspirins came from. And so we as an organism, mm-hmm. are seeking medications, and so we need to use them safely.
790-2040, 790-2040. Matt is with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Matt, you're with Dr. Woosley.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to compliment most of the pharmacists, including especially Walgreens. They always, you know, any changes to the medications, anything that they always pull you aside so that the pharmacist can help explain. I have a lot of family members, and I have to go and help pick up medicines for them, and I'm always impressed by the pharmacists, how dedicated they are to try and make sure that you know about changes in dosages and what it means, and they ask you, do you understand this? Do you understand that? I noticed, Dr. Woosley, recently there's a report out suggesting that texting. I think the hardest problem, I think you recognize it too, is remembering, did I take my medication?
Mm-hmm.
I myself take one medication, and I have problems.
Think about the average 17.
Where I do my one medication, and I do it by a routine. It's the first thing I do. But I work, like I said, I have lots of family members. And even though we have the different pill boxes and so, it gets absolutely, did we take this medication?
Yeah,
a lot of them take have to take it in multiple times of the day.
Okay, yeah,
it's unbelievable. Any thoughts on texting technology helping on this? Have you seen any? Have you heard anything about that? And I'm just curious. Any thoughts about that? Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for your question, Matt. It's you hit the nail on the head. All those medicines are hard to remember. We've actually created an app and found out that there are many apps out there for your cell phone. It'll remind you. I think most people don't use those because they don't want to be bugged and they don't keep up the records.
Yeah.
But there are many tools like that. I take one pill a day and I forget.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have to have those pill boxes, and we have to tie it to our regimen. Every day when you do something like shave or brush mm-hmm. your teeth, there should be your medicine sitting there to remind you to take them.
Like you, I take one a day, and it's to be taken at night. And so I've gotten – I have forgotten, and that really is the worst feeling. Did I take that or did I not? So I've gotten into the routine, Dr. Woosley. What I will do is after I take the medication, I will turn the jar upside down.
Good idea.
Then in the morning I come in. in and I turn it upside the right side.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. Those are the kind of things, and they're going to be individuals, things that help you and won't help somebody else. So work it out, but you got to try. And Matt made a very important point. The pharmacists really do want to help you. They're some of the most committed healthcare providers in the world that I've ever dealt with. But they can't do it all, and they rely on you. So when you take that bag from the pharmacy, there's a sheet of paper in there. Mm-hmm. Don't throw that away. Sit down and read it. And as you said, if you've got time, take time to sit down with a pharmacist and go over that paper. That's the way you can protect yourself.
All right, Dr. Woosley, a pleasure seeing you, and we will see you in February. We want to send people to the Credible Meds website, crediblemeds.org. All sorts of great information there. It's a great resource.
Thank you, Bill. We have info there on what questions you should ask your doctor and your pharmacist. You can fill out your medicine form online, and it'll check to make sure those medicines are safe for you.
All right, Dr. Woosley, thank you very much. I hope this new year turns out to be a very good one for you and everybody at Credible Meds. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, 12:45. We're going to talk with the administrator of the Reed Park Zoo. Good news for the zoo. We'll tell you about it as we continue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, 5 kids, 2 grandchildren, and I'm afraid I live in a place where some of those scorpions get in the house, and I'm here to report one of the smartest calls I ever made was to my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? The only scorpion the Lehmans ever see is a dead one. Call.
We're 5-Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover 2 of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine. Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us. How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
Oh, as good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's only a 3-hour drive, really a different experience. In fact, it's a great place to experience the solitude of the Gila. The Gila is the nation's first wilderness. There are great places to stay like Continental Divide RV Park and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. The full listing of places to stay and the many things to do over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, available on their very nice website. It's Southwest New Mexico, spelled out southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now Jason Jacobs to the Buckmaster Show. Jason, for the past year and a half, has been the administrator of the Reed Park Zoo, and his first full year as the administrator closes the books as a very successful one. First of all, good to see you, Jason.
It's good to see you. It's always great to be back on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. It is now official. In fact, as of about 15 minutes ago, your fine staff sent out a news release saying the zoo broke its attendance record. And I guess December really put you over the top. It was a big month.
It did. You know, December had our Zoo Lights event, which is always popular, but all total we had 618,482 people.
Wow.
During 2014, which is huge. Largest attendance ever at our zoo. And there's many zoos in much larger cities that do not get that attendance.
Well, we have a couple of things probably that are responsible for that. You have made a lot of improvements at the zoo, but probably it might be safe to say that not so little anymore.
Not so little. Well, she was never little.
Yeah, never little, but Nandi is her name.
Yes.
She brought a lot of people to the zoo.
Nandi, our Nandi. Baby African elephant. She was the first elephant ever born in the state of Arizona, thereby being the first one ever being born at Reed Park Zoo. She was 245 pounds when she was born on August 20th, and now she's over 550 pounds, but she's still small and cute. And for those of your listeners who have not seen her yet, you really ought to come by to the zoo because it's a rare opportunity to not only to see a baby elephant, but to see her interacting with a herd, with her mom, her two older brothers, another adult female, and of course her dad, Mabu, who's the largest resident of the state of Arizona.
And Nandi the name Nandi came as, was that a result of a contest?
We had a naming contest, and it's a Saswati name.
Uh-huh.
All the elephants have names from where they're from in Swaziland. And all the elephants have different names because, as you know, we never go in with our elephants. We manage them through operant conditioning and positive reinforcement. So when we call the elephants, we want to make sure their names sound different. So we have Mabu, Samba, Lungili, Sunzu, Punga, and Nandi.
And as being a zoo administrator, and you've watched the process since Nandi was born, have you done everything, in your opinion, the way it should be done in raising a baby elephant?
Yes, and we are very fortunate to have a wonderful staff. Our elephant team headed up by Dr. Sue Tygielski and our general curator, Jim Schnormeyer, they have managed that process. And all of our elephant team, and not only do the elephants get great care, I got to put in a plug, it's all the animals get great care at Reed Park Zoo. We are accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. We went through that accreditation inspection in 2014, passed with flying colors. And so 2014 was a really great year for the zoo, but we've got big plans for 2015.
Yeah, what do you have planned? In front of me, I have a master plan, a rendering that looks like it's going to be an exhibit for?
For gibbons. And gibbons are a species of ape. A lot of people come to the zoo and think that they're monkeys. But if you learn one thing from today, you'll learn gibbons are not monkeys. They are apes. They do not have tails. They are the acrobats of the animal kingdom, and we're going to move them to a new exhibit area, and hopefully we're going to give them an overhead passageway so visitors will be able to see them going overhead and brachiating, which is that arm-over-arm movement. In addition to the gibbons, we are going to add a wildlife carousel. Everyone's been on carousels where you ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is going to have 30 different exotic animals, old-time favorites at the zoo like elephants, lions, and tigers, and giraffes. But we're going to have animals on that carousel that we don't necessarily have at the zoo, like seals and penguins and gorillas. So we're really looking forward to a lot of improvements in 2015.
Jason Jacobs is with us from Reed Park Zoo, 790-2040. If you'd like to ask Jason a question or a comment on a Reed Park Zoo, perhaps you've been out there recently and noticed the big improvements, and there have been big improvements over the last few years. The new African elephant habitat, the grizzly bears, the lemurs, the lion cubs, and the camel rides. So when you talk, and we've got, Ed, thank you for pulling up the Reed Park Zoo website in front of me right here, about meeting the animals. What do the portfolio includes then, how many animals, and is it about the right number for the size of the Reed Park Zoo?
Yes, the big animals, yes. But you know, what we really need to do is start talking about some of the smaller animals. And there's species at the zoo, well, there's species in the animal kingdom which are not represented at our zoo, for instance, amphibians. So we'd like to add some more amphibians and some small reptiles and other small animals in the next few years. But for a zoo of our size, we have a lot of big animals. We do a good job with them. And it's important to present the most diverse collection we can to our visitors. We want them to come and make a connection with wildlife, create some lifelong memories, learn something, and by the time they leave the zoo, care about the animals and the planet that they share with them.
And how do you acquire new animals?
The majority of animals come from other zoos. We work with other zoos to manage species populations collectively. So if we needed lemurs, recently we got 3 more lemurs. They came from a zoo in South Dakota that had extra lemurs. Mm-hmm. And so there's a list we go on to that's open to zoo professionals that tells you what animals are available. Or we could put something on the list saying what animals we need.
Is there a company that transports these animals from, like you said, the Dakotas to Tucson? If you need transporting an animal, who are you going to call?
Well, they flew flew via Delta Airlines into Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, and we sent staff up to Sky Harbor to pick them up. But there are specialized haulers who their job is to move these exotic animals, and they have specially prepared trucks and transportation vehicles to do this, because if you can imagine, moving an elephant or giraffe or rhinoceros is not easy.
So for folks who have not been to the Reed Park Zoo, and we have many winter visitors with us right now, perhaps they're learning about the zoo for the first time, you are located in the central part of town within Reed Park, and your price point for admission is reasonable.
Yes, very reasonable.
Uh-huh.
And I would say if you're new to town and if you're listening today, come out and give us a try. Come on out and see the zoo. I know, you know, when you're in radio, you shouldn't do the hard plug, hard sell. But, you know, we are now the number one gated attraction in town.
Really?
When you have over 618,000 visitors. And I say attraction, but the byproduct of our attraction is that we get people to care about wildlife. We work to save animals in the wild. And we provide a great venue that improves the quality of life for this entire community.
What is the trend? I've only got about a minute, Jason, but when you talk with your colleagues, what seems to be the trend now for zoo management?
Well, I would say our visitors want to get more involved with the animals. They want to interact. That's why we have the giraffe feeding. That's why we've added the camel rides. People want to get their hands on. They want to learn more. They want to have experiences.
And for people who really can't afford, for whatever reason, one big reason, of course, would be money, to go see African wildlife, this is a great opportunity.
It is. And that's why zoos are so important, because many of our visitors will never get that opportunity.
You saw, you wanted to be a zoo administrator. I think we talked about this the last time, really early on in your life, didn't you?
Yeah, ever since. Well, I knew I wanted to work in zoos ever since I was a kid, since I was about 5 years old. But I really didn't want to be a zoo director until I was in college. and I started working in zoos, and I thought, you know what, I'd like to be the boss.
You are the boss, and congratulations, Jason. We'll have you back on.
Mabu's
soon.
The real boss.
Yeah, okay. congratulations, a record year for attendance at the Reed Park Zoo. Thanks, Jason. If you're looking for a mechanic, and everybody needs a good automobile mechanic because you never know, stuff can go wrong, and it will go wrong. We all know that if you drive an automobile. Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works. I recommend Mike. I've checked out the operation. Strongly recommend this place that's located Midtown, one block south of Speedway on North Beverly. Check it out on the website, perfectionautoworks.com. Mike's thanks to Mike and his team for the great job they do. We do a great job here with local talk on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Mike Shaw will be up at 4 o'clock with the 4 Tucson at 4. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe. That's tomorrow morning. And then 8 to 9, Christy Simone and his daily double show. On the other side of the glass for those 3 hours in the morning, the man who has been with me today, Ed Alexander. On behalf of Ed, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.